I'd been promising myself some kind of holiday for a long time, and the planet Ormelia had always been a favourite haunt of mine in my younger days. But when it came to setting the coordinates, the TARDIS seemed somewhat argumentative. Spatial coordinates failure? What's that supposed to mean? Oh, yes, all right, old girl. But what now? Extreme gravitational influences? Extreme? Adjusting to compensate? That was too easy. Hello? Hello? No, I don't think so. I had been hoping for a miracle, but there wasn't a sign of the brilliant golden sky or the gentle, undulating, pale green sea. Instead, the TARDIS had yet again displayed its penchant for the grimy, the odious, and no doubt, the dangerous. This was not Ormelia. Thank you, old girl. Thank you very much. Just what I needed. A fifth-class compartment in a space cargo liner, by the looks of it. Yes. It seems to be some kind of loading bay. Cranes up there. Deck hatches here, and... deck hatches. No! Oh, no! Unfortunately, the TARDIS had just landed on a deck hatch. One which had just decided to open. Of course, the TARDIS is technically indestructible. Technically. I remember seeing the word in the design specifications. It's at times like this that I start to worry about that word. Technically. I decided I had to find someone in authority, or at least someone who knew how to open the deck hatches. From past experience, I knew I might be letting myself in for accusations, incarceration, or possibly something a little more terminal. But what choice did I have? What's that? Hello? Hello? I'm sorry to bother you, but... For a moment, I thought I'd glimpsed a figure. But now, there was nothing there. Well, I'm sorry if I offended you. I hope the rest of the crew are a little more friendly. Now. If I put these chalk arrows along my route, I shouldn't get lost. The ship, if it was a ship, was depressingly large and seemingly uninhabited. There was no sign of care or attention. The walls, the floors, ceilings and countless pipes, ventricles and peculiar junction boxes were all covered in rust and a kind of smoky grime. It seemed to get worse as I pressed on. Smoky, yeah. Someone's left the toast on by the smell of it. Oh, dear. Right. Oh, this is getting me nowhere. I reckon the architect gave up on this place, too. It looks unfinished. And girder scaffolding.
Rocks go in. The flames come out. Burn against my own.
So I didn't imagine it. There is someone aboard this ship. Let's hope they're a little less shy this time. Now then, it's coming from behind this door. Well, here we go.
Oh, blessed door on the blink again.
Hello.
You open that door.
Yes, I did. Oh, you needn't worry about it being faulty. Works fine. Could do with a bit of a clean, but...
Clean? Who are you?
I'm the doctor. Who are you?
Vilgrath.
Good, good. Well, I'm very pleased to meet you, Vilgrath.
Captain Vilgrath.
Captain? If you're the captain, what are you doing
in... the boiler room?
Yes.
You some kind of snob? Why shouldn't I be here? I like it here. Do I, my darling thing?
Who are you talking to?
The boilers. My companions.
I see. Anyway, I'm Captain of Vilgrath.
You don't believe I'm Captain, do you?
No, I wasn't saying...
Maybe because I'd be so big and ugly.
Oh, no!
And smelly.
So what?
I'd be the Captain. My bath when I say so.
Oh, of course, yes. Why not?
Why are you here? You better not have come to blow me up.
Blow you up? Why should I want to do that?
People do, you know. They come here, hide away, try to throw spanners in works. Yeah, I throw them in works one day.
Why?
Because I don't like them.
No, I mean, why do they want to blow you up?
They are officials. I live here. I pay no tax, no nothing. They don't like that.
I see. It does seem a bit extreme, though. I mean, to want to blow you up. You don't, you don't do anyone any harm, do you?
Me? No trouble with anyone. No problem, dear.
Good. Well, I'm not here to blow you up. I'm actually here by accident. I was just getting my bearings when one of your deck hatches opened up. And my ship fell into your hold.
That ain't good news for you.
No, that's why I was wondering.
You don't understand. Deck hatches lead to furnace.
Furnace? Well, it should be all right. I mean, the TARDIS is indestructible, technically.
Nothing's that indestructible.
Yes, well, if you just give me a couple of your crew to help me...
There ain't been no crew. Just my darlings and me.
But when I came out of my ship, I thought I saw...
All right, pressure's fine here. So I'll help you. I'll take you to furnace. Now, but listen. Don't go raising any hopes.
Where are you from, Vilgrath, if you don't mind my asking?
Devon.
Devon? On Earth?
That's right.
But you're not... Well, you're not...
This is my furnace. Stand back whilst I open the door. You may find this a bit hot.
Yes. Yes. Just a little hot.
I'm used to it. That your ship?
Where? I can't see much except the fire.
Tis a blue box. In there.
How many blue boxes do you usually find in your furnace?
None.
Well, then, that's my TARDIS. How do we get her out?
I'll use mechanical grabbers. Stand back. A little to the left. A little to the right. That's better.
Steady, Vilgrath. Steady. Welcome back, old girl.
It's not even warm.
Well done, old girl.
You built this?
No, but I know everything about her. Well, almost everything.
On the small side, ain't she?
She's bigger on the inside. If you don't believe me, come in. You can have a look.
Why should I want to do that?
Vilgrath, you saved my ship, my home. The very least I can offer you is a guided tour.
All right. Thank you kindly. Don't mind if I do.
Well, Ilgreth was rather impressed with the TARDIS. He did comment that it was a mite too clean for his liking, but he admired the technology. In fact, technology and engineering of all kinds were a bit of an obsession with Ilgreth. Now, I admit I have more than a passing interest in all things technical, but bipolar vectoring, modular flange jets and arc tunnel boosters seemed to be the only sort of things Ilgreth lived for. Apparently, he'd salvaged his ship, which, in confirmation of my suspicions, was enormous, and he'd wandered around the galaxy in it ever since. But it was the propulsion system which intrigued me.
Well, we can talk about that later. You know, Doctor, I likes you. How about a cup of tea?
Tea? How did you know I had some?
You have some. I have some. I was inviting you to the bridge for a nice cup of tea.
Don't tell me. You brought it with you from Devon.
Well, that's right. Old Professor Trethewey used to drink nothing else.
Professor Trethewey?
That's right. He was the fella as brought me back to life.
Back? What do you mean?
He found me in the ground. Dug me up. Well, some bits of me, anyway.
Bits?
Yeah, that's right. Bits of, what was it now? DNA, I think he used to say something like that.
DNA? What's that?
Never really understood much about it myself. He gave me this voice box so I could talk proper, like everyone else. And he rolled up. There's a kettle waiting to be boiled up on the bridge, Doctor.
You go ahead. I'll join you in a minute. I've just got a few checks I want to run here, just to make sure the old girl's in full working order.
All right, then. I'll get on with it. And you know, I think I've a few shortcake biscuits left in an old tin the professor gave me.
Lovely. Oh, how do I get to the bridge?
Well, now, take the first lift you come to. Can't miss it.
All right.
You know, you're lucky, Doctor.
Am I?
Lucky your TARDIS here is made of fancy stuff. Just before you came, we find a half-melted spaceship in the furnace.
Really? I hope there wasn't anyone.
Nah, nobody in it. Just a drifter. Must have stuck to the hull and fallen down a waste chute.
Oh.
Still, you lucky.
Yes.
We'll see you for tea.
There was only the slightest of scorching in some of the outer shell configuration components of the TARDIS. So, a few minutes later, I set off for the bridge. First lift I come to. Right.
Do not move.
What? Who are you?
I am Operative Stelpel.
Are you? I thought there was no crew.
I am not a member of the crew. Now listen to me. I am blighted with a sense of justice, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. Justice? Ah, I recognise that uniform. It's got the Ormelia security insignia on it.
You waste time, stranger. You are not part of this.
Part of what?
You must leave now while you can.
Now, don't get so agitated. I'm sure it's not good for a lizard to have high blood pressure.
It is no affair of mine if you choose to mock my warning.
Warning? What warning?
Leave now or you too will be destroyed.
Destroyed?
I have planted an explosive device on the ship. It is operated by a time mechanism.
A time bomb? You're one of those officials, aren't you? Ilgreth told me about you. Why can't you leave him alone?
It is he who should...
Haven't you got anything better to do than pursue a harmless...
The device will explode in 3 cycles. You must leave.
You cold-blooded lizard. Ilgreth! Ilgreth!
You do not understand, stranger!
I understand only too well. Ilgreth! The reptilian security operative scuttled away. I was already in the lift, heading for the bridge.
Doctor, what are you shouting about? Tea's up.
No, no. Listen to me. Forget the tea.
What's wrong with my tea?
Nothing's wrong with your tea. I tried to tell you earlier. I saw someone else aboard your ship, in one of your walkways near where I landed.
Nobody else on ship, just me.
No, Ilgreth. I've just seen him. An Ormelian security operative. One of those people who told me about, you know, officials who want to blow you up.
Officials? Spanners and worms?
Yes, a big spanner. He planted a time bomb.
Bomb?
Yes. We've got to deactivate it.
I have a tracker device. Made it myself. We'll find the bomb. Come on!
We set off on a frantic search. The ship really was beyond belief in terms of both its size and the sheer grime. Everywhere, furnaces and boilers on all levels belching out smoke and cinders. The bomb might have been hidden under any amount of rubbish. There wasn't a trace of anything on Vilgreth's tracker. And I had no idea how long 3 cycles were. Oh, Vilgreth, this is hopeless. Maybe we should escape in my ship while we still can.
No! I cannot leave my darlings. They are my life.
But
no!
We
find that bomb. I find them before. This one just a little more difficult there. But you go if you want.
Vilgreth, I couldn't even if I wanted to. I'm completely lost.
You're a good friend, Doctor.
Wait a minute. Chalk marks.
You find something?
Look, here. One of my chalk marks.
Chalk? This is no time for food.
No, food? No, Vilgreth. When I first arrived here, I made chalk marks on the walls so I could find my way back to the TARDIS.
But TARDIS is in Furnace Chamber.
Yes, but I made the first chalk mark near to where I first saw the Ormelian operative.
You mean bomb may still be there? Let's get going.
The trail was easy to follow. We just went in the opposite direction to that indicated by my arrows. A couple of them were a little obscured, but we soon found our way.
This is the place?
Yes. There's the open deck hatch the TARDIS fell through.
No sign of the bomb.
Point your tracker over there. What's behind this?
Viewport.
Oh, look. We're coming into orbit around a planet. I think I recognize it.
Planet's only good for one thing.
Vilgreth, your tracker! It's found something! I've defused a number of bombs in my time, but the one we found under the viewport was simplicity itself. There we are. One detonator core safely removed. I think I'll keep hold of that.
You done a good job there, Doctor.
Thank you. It was nothing.
Now then, time we had that cup of tea.
Yes. You know, that planet really is familiar. Ah, you make a fine cup of tea, Vilgreth.
I learned that from Mrs. Burden.
Mrs. who?
The professor's keeper of the house.
Housekeeper?
Eh?
Oh, never mind. Vilgreth, how come you left Earth? I mean, what happened to this professor...
It was a long time ago. Don't rightly remember, truth to tell. Just pictures in the head now. Working on the farm. The local lads and lasses, we used to joke around. You found me a bit scary to start with, I remember. But we soon got on. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Then it was time to go.
Time to go? Why?
The professor, he had all sorts of things going on in his life. He ran a museum for spaceships. Junk, mainly. I used to love it. We'd take the shuttle of a Saturday night. In a few days, tinker in. This was one of the ships. My favourite.
I see. I thought you said you'd salvaged it.
That's what it was, really. I got her back in the working order, you see. That's right. She needed a lot of work. I used to find it. Calmed me down, like.
Calmed you down?
Well, made me head feel better. More tea?
Oh, no thanks. I wouldn't say no to another of those shark cakes, though.
Right you are.
Can I read the inscription on the tin?
Aye.
There's an inscription there. To my good friend Will Growth, Professor Patrick Trethewey.
Oh. Yeah. It's right. Gave it to me, he did. The professor. Professor. How long will you stay, daughter?
But I was just thinking, I really should be going. I mean, I wanted to get to... Of course! That planet we saw through the viewport. It's Ormelia, yes. Vilgreth, you've brought me to my destination.
You go there?
Yes, it's a lovely place. I mean, why don't
you... No! I have my darlings to look after. Not interested in planets. You better be on your way, I suppose. Gotta stoke up the power. Can't let the pressure drop. You be on your way, Doctor.
Oh. Doesn't like goodbyes. Very wise. For a while I had intruded upon Vilgreth's solitary life, but now it was time to go. He seemed happy with his lot. On the way back to the TARDIS, I gazed for a while at Ormelia. We were close now. We'd soon be in orbit. Then some puzzling thoughts entered my head. The melted spaceship. The primitive nature of the propulsion system. Furnaces, boilers. Solid fuel for a spaceship of such size.
Planets only good for one thing.
What? You? But I thought you would have gone by now.
My ship had already fallen victim to the infernal power of this vessel.
Inferno? That melted spaceship. It was yours.
I have been watching you, Doctor. Your mind is beginning to work.
Why didn't you deactivate the bomb? I mean, if you had no escape route.
I had a mission, Doctor.
A suicide mission to catch a harmless tax evader?
A ludicrous idea, is it not?
Yes. Yes.
Planets only good for one thing?
That was it. The solid fuel of Vilgreth's ship. Planets. Stelpar explained that centuries ago, a whole fleet of planet-eaters, as they were appropriately known, had been built to demolish planetoids and asteroid belts to clear space lanes. But most of them had been scrapped. A few, however, had been acquired by various museums and enthusiasts. And this planet-eater was heading straight for Ormelia. Stelpar, I've still got that detonator core. And we left the bomb where it was.
And it must be reactivated.
But we must explain to Vilgreth that what he is doing is wrong. That it will lead to the deaths of billions of innocent people. Stelpar's inscrutable reptilian eyes fixed their gaze on mine. Slowly, he extended a claw towards me. In it was some kind of data tablet. I knew he wanted me to activate it. As I scanned through the contents menu, Stelpar indicated the section entitled Vilgreth. He activated the tablet's holographic projector. Images swirled into view before me.
The Oceania police authorities have today lodged a formal report with the European Senate confirming that the mass murders which took place last Tuesday in the Devon district of Old England were committed by the genetically reconstructed titanthrope known as Vilgreth. This statement from Mary Burden, the only surviving witness, was released an hour ago.
We loved him. We all did. The professor and me, the lads and lasses on the farm. But his headaches had been getting worse. Sometimes his temper would get up. But we thought nothing of it. He usually calmed down when the professor took him out on the Jupiter run. Last week, things was really bad. Professor got a specialist in. Vilgreth's temper was right up. He'd already knocked Len down. But by accident, it was. But he didn't know what he was doing, see? The specialist, can't remember his name. He said we'd have to use a tranquilizer. But when Vilgreth saw the gun, well, something just snapped inside him. He was wild and... I hid under the bodies until everything was quiet. I didn't dare move for hours. Reckon he got away in the shuttle. He knew how to pilot it all right.
10 years ago, Professor Patrick Trethewey made archaeological and genetic history when he successfully cloned Vilgreth with latent DNA strands recovered from the ancient remains of what is believed to have been a titanthrope.
We believe that the titanthropes were a kind of evolutionary blind alley, much larger and more intelligent than their contemporaries, the Neanderthals. Recent evidence suggests that they had developed more than a rudimentary culture, which, inexplicably, some say violently, ended before the arrival of Homo sapiens.
Professor Trethewey, speaking of his discovery nearly 11 years ago. He and all his staff,
bar one, were murdered last Tuesday by the genetically reconstructed...
Now do you understand, Doctor? Vilgreth is far from harmless.
He needs help, Stelpaw.
He is a creature who should never have existed.
With what authority do you make that judgment?
No, I am right.
All I know is...
I found you, lizard. You will not harm my darlings. Out of the way, Doctor.
Wait, Vilgreth. Don't you understand what you've been doing all these years? Don't you realize...
I know only my darlings and my ship.
This ship must be destroyed, and you along with it. It is the decree of
no!
the...
This is my home. My life.
Stelpa, I'll take him. You can come with me, Vilgreth. In the TARDIS. We need to find you some help. But you can't stay here. I know you don't understand, but...
I understand what my darlings need to live.
But I
think nothing of others.
You see, Doctor? Now, give me the detonator core.
No!
Stelpa, don't use that gun!
Quickly, Doctor! We must get to the bomb!
We ran at full pelt to where we'd left the bomb. Vilgreth, wounded badly, stumbled and lumbered behind us, never far behind. The detonator was reset in no time, on a very short fuse. That's it. Now, which way to the TARDIS? He didn't. He was responsible for you. Maybe he made a mistake in creating you, but... But I think he was a good man. He wanted to cure you, make the pain in your head go away.
There is no pain for the others. You are the pain. The others. And my darlings know what to do with them.
Planet's only good for one thing.
The planet's only good for one thing!
I watched Vilgreth's ship explode on the scanner. We were so close to Ormelia. Much of the debris made contact with the atmosphere and burned up. To the inhabitants of Ormelia, it must have looked like a fairly spectacular firework display. They would have had no idea that it signaled the death of a unique life form. A life form who was willing to see them all destroyed. But I don't think Vilgreth was evil. I don't even think Professor Trethewey should be blamed for recreating a life form long dead. Both of them had just been true to their nature, to the understanding and knowledge each could possess, the unfolding of time had done the rest. Planet Ormelia saved. That's it, Doctor. Look on the bright side. Always look on the bright side.